This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Turn with us to Psalms 50 through 54 as we consider how to stop remembering what God wants us to forget. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If you've ever studied the rings of a tree, you may have found a time when there was absolutely no growth at all. I had an entire year like that in my Christian life. As I began my third year as a Christian, I developed a bitter spirit against a brother in Christ. I knew it was sin to harbor this bitterness, so I went to the Lord and confessed it, and He forgave me. I knew He had forgiven me. I had memorized 1 John 1:9, which clearly states, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. On the basis of my earnest confession and God's promise in His Word, I knew He had forgiven me. As far as the east is from the west, so far had He removed my transgressions from me. He had put them behind His back, buried them in the depths of the sea, and remembered them no more. But there was still a problem. Yes, God had forgotten all about it. He was a perfect forgetter. But there were two persons who did not forget, the devil and Leroy Imes. So the devil would come to me and remind me of my sin and accuse me of being an insincere Christian. After all, if I were a true follower of Christ, I wouldn't have done such a thing. I would agree, go back to the Lord, and bring the whole thing up again. He would assure me of His forgiveness, put it behind His back, and forget it. But not the devil. And this cycle was repeated for a whole year. My fellowship with God was disrupted. My growth in grace was stunted. And my joy in the Lord turned to ashes until finally the Lord made clear to me that I was truly forgiven and the pattern was broken. And I was able to go to my brother and work it out with him as well. Psalm 51 is the sinner's guide to restored fellowship. It is applicable to every child of God as the psalmist prays that God will blot out his transgressions, wash him thoroughly from his iniquity, and cleanse him from his sin. Christian, let me ask you a question. Is your walk of daily discipleship being hindered either by unconfessed sin or a lack of accepting God's forgiveness? I lost one whole year of Christian growth because of my failure to believe God's word. Don't do the same. Claim the assurance of God's forgiveness whenever doubts come to mind and leave it with Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Dawson Trotman, founder of the Navigators, was fond of saying, "The biggest waste of time is the waste of time in getting started." 7 minutes with God is about getting started in daily personal devotions. May we send you a free copy? Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request 7 minutes with God. The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, an open door policy that wouldn't work for anyone except God. We'll study Psalms 55 through 59 on Daily Discipleship.